This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley May. The Trump administration has proposed cutting funding for a Western Water Conservation Program. That's according to a federal budget request submitted by the White House. The Bureau of Reclamation's Water Smart Program funds drought, water conservation, and habitat restoration projects. Sarah Porterfield works at the conservation group Trout Unlimited. It received Water Smart dollars for a restoration project on the San Juan River in Pagosa Springs.
This is a really important funding source for those kind of multi-benefit projects across the West.
It's provided more than $70 million to dozens of Colorado projects since 2010. Congress is currently debating the president's proposal. It'll have until September 30th to pass a federal budget for the next fiscal year. A new law prevents patients in Colorado from using Medicaid plans at Planned Parenthood. The budget reconciliation, known as the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, defunds the health provider. The law doesn't specifically name Planned Parenthood, but it bans Medicaid payments to large healthcare nonprofits that offer abortions. Diana DeGette, a Denver Democrat, told a meeting of providers Thursday that Medicaid cuts in the law are delayed, but
the defunding for the Planned Parenthood started the day the bill was signed, July 4th.
Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains provides a variety of care, including cancer screenings. A Montrose man has become the third oldest person in history to summit Mount Kilimanjaro. 88-year-old Charlie Winger was part of a 9-person team that reached the top of Africa's tallest mountain last Saturday. The climb took over a week to accomplish. This is Winger's second time conquering Kilimanjaro. He successfully climbed the 19er in 1986. Hot and sunny from Colorado Springs to Metro Denver today. Highs in the mid-90s. Clouds build throughout the day and storms break this afternoon. This is CPR News in KRCC.